up, everyone? It's Paris Hilton. Welcome back to my podcast. Today, it's Wednesday, May 4th, and I am at Fuse Daily Download, which is like, I don't know, some station, I think. I have no idea. Just got back from Toronto last night. We took the jet back with everybody. That was very successful. They were really excited out there, and it was awesome. We went to Much Music Studio, and everyone was, there was thousands of people, and everyone was excited, and we were really excited that everyone in Canada loves it and is excited to see House of Wax. Thank you. Sorry, I just got a sandwich delivered to me. Where was I? Oh, yeah, so... Oh, yeah, we're on stage, and then someone started throwing, like, Jolly Ranchers at Jared, so Jared threw it back, and then someone threw a bottle at Chad's stomach, so we got off stage, because it got a little dangerous. But other than that, it was totally fun, and then we left, and then we're back in New York. I had a photo shoot all day for, my new fragrance, my men's fragrance, and for my watch line, which is coming out soon. And now we're here. It's now. I don't know what time it is. Sometime. I'm getting my hair and makeup done. And I just got a question from one of our people. And they said, if I could have one of the following superpowers, which one would it be and why? Invisibility, ability to fly, superpower, super speed. I think to fly would be the coolest. Or actually not fly, just like close your eyes and then beam yourself somewhere. Because it would suck to like fly all the way to New York in the wind. And
you can turn it on and off whenever you want it.
Alright.
You didn't have to fly all the time.
What?
Oh, about the superpower? You don't have to fly all the time. Or you don't have to be invisible all the time.
Oh. Ability to fly. And be invisible. So you can spy on your boyfriend. I don't need to, but I know a lot of girls who I would help spy on their boyfriends for them. Another question from a fan. If you weren't entertainment, which profession would you choose? I love animals, so I'd be a veterinarian. Or a school teacher for little kids, because I love kids. Which actress do you like? I love Cameron Diaz because I think she's really beautiful and funny, and she's a really good actress, and I love her in every movie she does. What's up?
We're going to do a quick walkthrough, and then we'll come back for the final cut-down.
Okay. Now we're going to go do a walkthrough of the set. Come on.
All right, we're walking.
Yeah.
I did.
Can everyone see I'm here to walk in the green room?
I think so. Only the essential folks that need to come up, I think, should come up. But everyone else, I'll turn on the sets in the green room. You can watch in there.
Are we checking it out first, or are we going
Yes, this is, no, you're just, this is just a walkthrough.
Okay.
Not rolling tape yet.
These are our stage managers, Steve and Steve.
Hello. Alicia,
nice
Alicia.
To meet you.
Hi, Paris. How
are
you doing?
Hello, nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hi.
Iris.
Nice
how are you?
Meet you.
Saw you.
Hello.
Actually, I was with nice you in Mexico.
Nice to see you again.
For your...
freezing!
Yeah, it's a cool
Is my jacket here?
Hi, bitch.
Yeah, it's so fucking cold.
I know. I have a something underneath, too, that I'm going to be freezing.
Jared, what's going on, everybody?
We're gonna, before we bring you out, we'll show like a cut down version of the trailer just to give people a feel for what the movie is. We're also gonna be doing prompter reads with you guys, so you'll be kind of acting alongside our VJs as VJs. So we have video picks for each of you. I don't know if you remember, but we had asked that you guys pick videos. So our host will say, hey, Jared, which video did you pick and why?
How do you know what we picked?
Well, I can tell you.
I didn't pick anything.
You didn't pick anything? That's so weird, because we were told that you did. I guess someone picked one for you.
Thanks.
Your pick is 50 Cent, just a little bit.
Why? I hate that song.
Who told us that Paris
picked? I could have put money on one of them.
When that's coming up.
I hate that song. Can I change it?
Well, sure. Do you want me to tell you other videos that are on our countdown, and maybe we can be like one of those more?
I'll just read it.
Well, I don't really know if you're going to be able to read this, because I can barely read it, because it's all so small, but 50 Cent is a countdown.
I don't like it. Yeah.
We've also got Rob Thomas, Weezer's Beverly Hills, Green Day's Holiday, what else? Deftones' Minerva, which is on the soundtrack from the movie.
What is pop music?
Well, aside from Gwen...
Britney Spears, I like...
You like Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. What's her latest? My Prerogative is her latest, wasn't it?
That sucked, though.
There's a newer one than that.
Forget it. I don't even care. Just put 50 Cent. I'm here with Alicia.
Hi, I'm back again to annoy everybody. No, no, we're having fun at Fuse.
Alicia, we have a question from our fans. If you could only have one of the following superpowers, which one would you choose and why? Invisibility, ability to fly... superpower or super speed?
I'd want the ability to fly.
That's what I said.
Because I hate to fly, and if I had control over it, it would be a lot easier. And then I could just like go wherever I wanted for free all the time.
That's hot.
But what about you? So you'd also be invisible, so you could spy on other people.
Nice. Right? I forgot about that. Yeah, exactly. Or you could like go into like meetings after, like, let's say you do an audition and you leave and you come back in the room and see if they like you or not, so you don't have to wait.
That would be funny.
And then you can come back and be like, okay, I know what I did wrong. Yeah. Let me change it.
Yeah.
Do you all come to me?
Okay, cool. Thanks.
All right, that was just a run-through of the show, basically telling us where to sit and what to say.
Whatever. Now I'm sitting here getting ready to go on stage to start the show. It should be fun, so see you later. Bye. All right, guys, I'm done for the day. I'm going back to my hotel for a little nap before I go out tonight. But I'll be podcasting tomorrow from the set of TRL. Be sure to come and listen. Here's a sample from the House of Wax soundtrack. It's called Spitfire by The Prodigy. Hope you like it. Bye.